Shalom to all. Today's office holding off Memhe. We're starting the top line with the words Amar of Yehuda. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing the Kana, and we had said before that it was pasuk if it was cut or severed with the Rav, the majority. So then it's pasul. That's Simon Trefas. Now Amar of Yehuda Rafi tells us Nikva Kenafa Mitstarf and Leruva. I say has a bunch of little holes in it like a sieve. So all those are Mitstarif to be Rav. Namely, if there's a whole bunch of little holes in the Kana right near each other, so we're Mitstarif them together, and we measure all those empty air spaces, and it turns out that's the Rav of the circumference of the kane, so it's a trefa. How Rasa Rav Yirmiyahu Rimas as follows: We have a brass that says Vugoilas when it comes to a skull, she yeshba nekev echad arich. If it has one long hole, afil yeshba nekev harbe. Even if there's many little holes, or afil yeshba nekev harbe. If it has a bunch of small holes, mitstarif from loy magdeach. They all are mitstarif to the size of loy magdeach. Basically, the hole that's made by the drill of a doctor that would need to drill into the brain, whatever size that is, they're all mitstarif to that. What do we see clearly from this brass? Kim the shear loy magdeach. Since the shear is loy magdeach of a hole in the skull, therefore, even if we have a bunch of small holes, loy magdeach mitstarfin. They're all mitstarif to that size. Hachanami sotu here in regards to the kane, kim the shear ke iser, since the shear is an iser, as we're going to see later on in the Mishnah, it says that beferush, that the shear, the size of a hole, is an iser, which is a coin, like iser mitstarfin, so a whole bunch of tiny little holes are all mitstarif to the shear of an iser, and that's going to be a trefa. Now the problem is, that's definitely not like what Rav Yehuda Amarav just said, because he says that all these little holes are mitstarif only if they're the shear of a rive, going through rive of the kane, not the size of an iser. Now the response Rav Yirmiyah said is, ish the mitzay, he forgot, there's a difference in types of holes. If it's a hole, they cause a chisarin, meaning a piece of the kana to be removed, then we combine all those holes to the size of an iser, whereas if there's nothing missing in the kana because of these holes, so then they're mitstarif to rive. For example, there's two different ways you can make a hole in a piece of paper. You could either take a pen and just poke a hole, and when you do that, there's nothing missing. Basically, the point of the pen just pushed some of the paper to the side, making a hole, but there's no chisarin over there, as opposed to if you take a hole puncher and punch a hole out of it, so that's actually piece of paper missing. So that's what these two different things are. That Mishnah that said the hole is the size of an iser is referring to there's pieces or a piece missing out of the gagaris and it's not there at all, as opposed to where Yehuda B'Shem Rav told us at the beginning is when there's little holes but there's nothing missing from the gagaris, then being mitzvah for all those holes together for a psul is only going to be if it's rive, not size of an iser. Something similar, Arachana or Moshe B'Levi, Nidlai Mena Ritzua, Mitzvah is like an iser. If a piece of skin running down the length of the kane was removed, the psul of that would be if it equals the amount of an iser. So we see that we're talking about something that was removed, so the psul is an iser. And some really bominary vias like Barnachmani Rabishuba Levi, Nikva Kanafa Mahu, as the Khan has a bunch of holes in it, like a napa, like a sieve, what's the den? Amrullah, he told him, Hare Amru, they said, Nukam Shesh Ben Chisar and Mitstarfin like a Isser, Shane Ben Chisar, Mitstarfin Ruba, if the holes actually removed pieces from the Khane, so then the shear of Isser is the size of an Isar, the coin, was if there's nothing missing, it's just a hole, then it's Rive. Ask the Gemara, but Ifamai, what about with birds? What's up so over there regarding a whole bunch of little holes? So Amr Yitzhak Barnachmani, Ledim Farshli Munay Rabbelazar, Rabbelazar explained this to me, that Makapli Municha Al Pikane, you fold it over and you place it at the entrance of the kana. We'll explain this in a moment. Im chayfez reba kana trefa, if it covers the majority of the entrance of the kana, so it's a trefa, v'mlav ksher, if not, it's kosher. And our puppy says, v'simane chotze, remember this, nafya a sieve. In other words, Rabbelazar is explaining that when the kana of a bird has a bunch of little holes in it, so what's done is that little section is cut out. It's not fully removed from the kana, rather it's cut just around, leaving a little piece still attached to the kana, so it's like a flap. Then that's folded down over the open part of the kana, so if it covers the majority of the open part. As Rav Papa said, the way to remember that is like a sieve. A sieve covers the open part of a kli, so then it's pasul. If not, meaning there's not so many holes that this little flap that was created doesn't cover the majority of the open part of the kane, so it's not pasul. Another question, which is very similar to what we just described, nifchas kedeles, let's say the cut that was made in the kane is like a door. The same way that the door is for all intents and purposes part of the wall, but you open and close it, it's not completely removed from the wall, it's still attached to it. When you open it, so now there's a hole there. When you close it, so the hole's closed. Same thing, let's say the shech to the animal, they took out its kana and they saw that there's basically a flap of skin, which when it's closed, so it closes up the hole in the kana, but when it's open, so now there's a hole in the kana. What's it then over there? So Rav Nachman says, Kadeshi kanis iser l'rachbay, it has to be wide enough that an iser, this coin, is able to be placed into it widthwise, meaning you can fit a whole iser coin going through this hole created by the flap nicely and smoothly, you just pull it in and out, that would be a psul. If it's smaller than that, then it's not psul. Another discussion regarding the kana, nistika, let's say it has a crack, in other words, let's say it's cut lengthwise, not widthwise, like we've been discussing up until now, but across the length of the kana, it has a cut. What's it done over there? So Rav, he says, even with just one chulia, which is basically one of the rings of the trachea of the kana, if even just one of those remains uncut at the top and one of those on the bottom, kshera, it's kosher, no problem. Now, Maruka made Rav Yechon, he says in front of Rav Yechon, and Omar, he asked on this, ma chulia to kama Rav? Why is Rav saying a chulia here and a chulia there? That's not necessary. Ela Ema, rather we should say, even even if just a little piece of the kana is remaining above and below that's uncut, that's also kosher. And Amru Kamed Rabbi Yechanan, Rishmeid Rabbi Yonasan Hachi, they said this in front of Rabbi Yechanan in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, and Amru, he told them, complimenting the Svara, Yadin Chavim Bavloy, the Frushe Kai Taimo, our friends the Babylonians, which is referring to Rabbi Yonasan because he had originally come from Bavel, they know how to give such Svaras, meaning what a wonderful Svara. Now, the reason why I'm much more makel with a cut going down the length of the kana as opposed to the width, that's because when the animal breathes and it moves its neck, it's stretching the kana, pulling it out, and then it contracts in, pulls it out, and contracts. Therefore, if there's a cut along the width, that's never going to heal because it's constantly being pulled, closed, and actually might end up getting widened as opposed to sealed. But when the cut is down the length of the kane, it being constantly pulled and contracted might have a positive effect, allowing it to heal because it's being pulled in the right direction. Just imagine you have a cut on one of the knuckles of your finger, which sometimes that happens, when the cut is across the width of the knuckle, so it takes a very long time to heal because every single time the person bends their finger, that opens the cut again. That's like the cut across the width of the kane, as opposed to if the cut is along the length of the finger, the length of the knuckle, so even when a person bends and picks up their finger, the cut still remains closed and it heals much quicker. And that's like a cut along the length of the kane. Now we're going to discuss something different. Tanur Chibar Yosef, Kamed Rabbi Yechanan, he taught as follows, call it Savar Kulay Kashal Shchita, the entire neck is Kashal Shchita, Mita Bas HaGdayla, Ad Kanfei Reat HaChtayna, from the Tabas HaGdayla, which is the top part of the kane, where it's right next to the head, all the way down, the lower part is to the lower wings of the lung. You have two main lungs, but there's also different wings, or lobes, as they're called, that branch off of the two main lungs. So Shchita's Mutter all the way down to the lower part. Now Amar Rava, he explains, what does that mean, lower part? Tachtayna Sheol Yayna, it's lower, which is really the upper. In other words, when the animal is hung upside down by its legs, so the tip of the lowest lung is really the part of the lung that's closest to the middle of the neck. That's what it means, Tachtayna Sheol Yayna, when it's hanging upside down, it's the lowest part, because it's upside down, but it's really the upper one, because when the animal is right side up, so it's the highest part of the lobes of the lung. Further explanation from Rava is, Shani Yomer, because I say, Kol Shem Shetis Savar V'Roya, any area of the kane, which is part of the animal's neck, when it sticks out its neck to graze, to eat, that's considered part of the neck, as long as it's not forced. In other words, as long as a person is not going to yank the animal's neck, thereby pulling the kane from the inner part towards the neck, that's not counted. As long as the animal itself is stretching out its own neck, so whatever part of the kane is in that stretched out neck, one's allowed to do the shechita there. Now, Baruch Hanani asks as follows, let's say it forced itself to stretch its neck out really far, what about the extra part of the kane that was subsequently pulled from the body into the neck because it forced itself to stretch out its neck? Is that kosher for shechita? And we conclude, teiku. A similar discussion, Yasrav Yechon Roshim Lakish, Rav Yechon Roshim Lakish were sitting, Nafak Melsim Binayu, the following thing came out from them, meaning they were discussing and they came out with this, Anas B'simonim V'shachat P'sula, if a person forced the simonim and then he shechted, it's pasul. In other words, if he pulled out the simonim from where they are deeper into the cavity of the body and made them part of the neck and then shechted, that's pasul. Another din, Nikav HaKana L'mata Menachaza Nidon Kireya, if the kane has a hole in it below the chest, that's actually considered like the lungs and not like the kane. And that's a big practical nafkamina because we know that the kane, if it has a little hole in it, that's not a problem. It's not a psul. It has to be nikav rubai. The majority of it has to be cut. As opposed to the lung, it's the exact opposite. When there's even just a little hole in the lung, that's a psul. And so the chiddush is over here that if the kane by the chest, meaning below the neck where it's closer to the lungs, if that has a hole in it, it's just like the lungs and it's going to be psul even just with the mashahu. Another discussion regarding this area of the animal, nothing to do with shechita though. Tanur Banu Yevam Brisa, Ezu Chaze, what's the Chaze? This has to do with the carbon shlamim. We know that the Chaze and the Shaik go to the Kayin. So what is the Chaze? It's literally translated as chest or breast of the animal. What is this? Suzeo Reis HaKarka. This is the part which sees, meaning it's facing the ground. That starts Lamata from below, Adat Savar, going all the way up towards the neck. Elamala up above, Adat Keres, all the way to where the Keres is. Chaytech Shtei Tzlois, Mishnei Defonis, Eilech Ve'Eilech. The two ribs from the two sides of the body here and there are cut. Vizeo Chaze Nitla Kehanim. That's the Chaze part that's given to the Kehanim. Continue explaining the Chavis of the Mishnah. We had said Nikav Krum Shal Mayach. If the Krum of the Mayach, which is the membrane of the brain, if it had a hole in it, so it's a Trefa. Now we explain this. Rabbi Shmuel Darim Chavai, both Rabbi Shmuel say, Karmi La, this is talking about the upper membrane. Alpha Gav Deloy Inkif Tata, even if the lower membrane didn't have a hole in it at all, just the fact that the upper membrane had a hole in it, that's a psul. Now these two membranes are important to understand. The upper membrane is attached to the skull, whereas the lower membrane completely encases and covers the brain itself. So according to this first sheet in Rabbi Shmuel, even if just the upper membrane attached to the skull has a hole in it, that's a trefa. Whereas the Amri Law, some say that no, the Mishnah is telling us, Ad Inkif Tata, the lower membrane, the one that's around the brain, that has to have a hole in it in order for it to be a trefa. Now Rosh Hashanah tells us the Simonich wants you to remember this, the pouch or the container that the mayach, that the brain is in, and that's the lower one, not the upper. And Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah tells us, the one corresponding to this in the beitzim, the testicles of the animal, that's recognizable, so that's a way to know this as well. Another discussion regarding the brain, describing where the brain ends, and the chot hashedra, the spinal cord, cord begins. And the reason why that's important is because the Mishnah had said that the tiniest hole in the membrane of the brain is a trefa, whereas in the Chot HaShedra, it has to be rive. So it's obviously important to know where the brain ends and the Chot HaShedra begins. So Rav Shimon Pazi, Rav Shimon Levi, Mishumbar Kapara, Mayach, in regards to the brain, Kol Masha B'Kedera, anything that's in the pot, Nidon K'mayach, is judged as the brain. What does it mean, everything's in the pot? So Kedera, over here, obviously is not referring to a regular pot, it's talking about the skull, meaning the part of the brain, which is in the skull, that's counted as the brain, whereas Hizchalim Shaykh, once it starts extending outwards, needing Chot HaShedra, that's counted as a Chot HaShedra. The question is, Mechem Haskalim Mashaykh, so from where does it start extending out? Our Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani tells us, L'idim Farshli M'neid Rabbi Shuv Levi, Rabbi Shuv Levi explained to me, Kamin Shnei Pulin, there's two bean-like things, a pool is a bean, so it's two bean-like things, Mem Yom Bez on top, Yesh Munachan Al Pi HaGdeira, that are right at the entrance of the Gdeira, Min HaPulim L'fnim Kel L'fnim, Min HaPulim L'chutz Kel L'chutz, from these pulin, from these beans, and inwards, in towards the skull, towards the brain, that's considered the brain itself. From outside of them, that's outside, that's Chot HaShedra, or pulin Atzman Ein Yodea, but the pulin themselves, meaning the part of the brain slash Chot HaShedra that corresponds to where the pulim are, I don't know what the din is, and it was Starbuck Lefnim, but it's logical to say that they're like the inside. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Batek Ba'ifa, Rabbi Yirmiyahu checked with birds, Ashkach Kamin Shnei Pulin Munach Al Pi HaKedera, he found things that looked like two pulin, they're right by the Kedera. He says the next strafe in the Mishnah, Nikiv Halev Lebes Chalalai, if the heart had a hole in it, all the way to Bes Chalalai, to the cavity, to the open part in the middle, it's not a puncture just on the outer flesh, it goes all the way in, that's a trefa. Now, by Reb Zeri asks as follows, Lebes Chol Katan or Lebes Chol Gadol, it's referring to the small chalal or the large chalal. Now, the machlokes is what exactly is referring to, because we know that there's multiple chalalim, multiple chambers of the heart. The bottom line is, the question is referring to the large one or the small one? So, I ask him, what are you asking? Didn't we learn our Mishnah in regards to the reya, the lungs, the Reb Shimon Omer, Achinak Lebes Hasim Sampainos, the trefa in the lungs is that it has to have a hole up until Bes Hasim Painos, but Amar Abar Tachlifa, Amar Bimar Bar Abba, Amar Ravi explains, Achinak Lebes Hasim Painagadol, that's until the hole goes, until the Simpainagadol, which we had explained means that the trachea goes down and branches into two main bronchi. One goes into the right lung, one goes into the left lung. That's called the Simpain HaGadol. You see, just like the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Tinakav Lebes Hasim Painos, that's referring to the largest one. So the same thing would be with the heart. Bes Chalalai would mean the largest chamber of the heart. Ask the Gemara, Hachi Hash, is that really so? Hasim over there, Lebes Hasim Painos Ketani. It used the clear Lashon of Simpainos, multiple Simpainos, and that clearly tells us, Lechat Hashachi Simpainos Kulu, where all the Simpainos, all the different bronchi, meaning all the different branches of the trachea, where they're all gathered in one place. In other words, when you're working from the inside of the lung upwards, so there's a whole bunch of tiny little bronchi, little branches, which eventually merge into one large one. So obviously we're talking about the large one over there. V'hach over here in regards to the heart, lebeis chalalai ketani, it says beis chalalai, which is the lashon yachid, it's a singular lashon, simply telling us its chamber, its chalal, its cavity. So mali chalal gadol, mali chalal katan, what does it make a difference if it's a large one or the small one? Both are included in that, and so the treif would be if the hole goes all the way through, even to the small one. Can you discuss another thing related to the heart? Kinei halev, which is literally just translated as the pipe of the heart. Rav Amar Mashu, he says psul is even if it has a little bit of hole, where Shmuel Amar, he says brubay, has to be the rive. The question is, hey, new kinei halev, what exactly is this kinei halev? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav, he tells us, chelev shagabi defonos, it's the fat which is on the walls. Ask the Gemara, defonos akadaitach, you really think we're talking about the walls? Usually when we're talking about an animal, we say the word defonos, that's talking about its rib cage, meaning the walls of the actual animal. What does that have to do with the heart? One has nothing to do with another. Al rather, it must be the what's he referring to, shagabi doifne reya, is only the fat which is on the walls of the lungs. There's basically a kane, a pipe of fat that goes in between the two lungs, and that's connected to the heart, and that's what we're referring to. And something similar, our Rav Shmuel Nachman, Tolasa Kani Havu, there's three different kanim, three different pipes or tubes that go into the chest of the animal. Chad Parshal Liba, one of them goes to the heart. Chad Parshal Reya, one goes to the lungs. Chad Parshal Kavda, one goes to the liver. Now, Dureya, Kireya, the one that goes to the lungs is like the lungs, so it has even a neck of Kol Shehu, so it's possible. The Kavda, Kekavda, the one that goes to the liver is like the liver. That's not a trefa unless it's completely taken out, like our Mishnah said regarding the liver itself. And the Liba, Pligi, in regards to the Lev, there's Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, as we just had before. Is it Mashu, as what Rav said, or is it Rav, as Shmuel said? Now, Mar Bar Chaim Hasni Ipcha, he teaches the opposite. Dereya, Kekavda, the one that goes to the lungs, the psol, is like the kaved that has to be completely removed. The Kavda, Kareya, the one that goes to the liver, is like the lung, that if it has a little hole in it, then it's possible. And over here, he agrees, the Liba Pligi, regarding the one that goes to the heart, there we have Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Also, Ruchi Bar Yosef, Amos Shmaitz, the Rav, Kamei de Shmuel. Ruchi Bar Yosef went, and he said Rav's opinion to Shmuel. And the reason why Shmuel didn't know about it is because Rav was Rosh Yeshiva Sura, whereas Shmuel is Rosh Yeshiva Narda, and so we didn't necessarily hear what Rav had said. Amar Leh, so Shmuel told him, I hachi Amar Abba, if that's what Abba, which is a sign of respect to Rav, if that's really what he said, lo yada b'treifas lo klom, he clearly doesn't know anything about treifas. Moving on to another case of the Mishnah, Nishba HaShedra, and the Shedra, the spine was broken, and the Chot HaShedra was cut, so it's a treifa, says the Gemara Tanarban, we have a braisa, Chot HaShedra shenifsak berubai, if the Chot HaShedra was cut or severed along the majority of it, again, that's a thickness, Divri Rebbe, Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion of what the psal is. Whereas Rebbe Yaakov, remember, he says, afilu nikav, even if it just got a hole in it, that already is a psal. Now, something interesting. Hayru Rebbe, Rebbe Yaakov. Rebbe paskined like Rebbe Yaakov. Even though he argues with him, when it came down to bottom line psak, he ended up paskining like Rebbe Yaakov that even just a little hole is a psal. However, Rav Huna says, ain alacha Rebbe Yaakov, alacha zal Rebbe Yaakov. Really, the alacha is like Rebbe, that it's only Rav. Now, we discussed with Kama Rubai, how much is the Rav of the Chot HaShadra? So Rav Amar, Rav Ayrai, Rav says it's the majority of the skin. Basically, the Chot HaShadra is made up of two parts. There's the outer skin of the tube, and then there's the inner part, which we're going to see is called the Mayach, and even though Mayach usually means brain, over here it's just referring to the matter, which is inside the tube. So Rav says the Rav of the outer skin has to have a cut, and that's the psal, whereas the Amrila, some say that it's Rav Maychai, the majority of the Mayach, the matter on the inside, that's what's going to be the psal, and the Chiddush over here is, even if the skin on the outside of it, what we're calling over here, the R, again, that's the outer skin, even if that's not touched at all, and there's only a cut on the inside matter, on the Mayach, that's still a Trefa. Now, Mada Amar Rav Maychai, Kol Shekein Rav Ayrai, the one who holds Rav Maychai is a Trefa, so for sure, if Rav Ayrai was cut, that's a Trefa, whereas Mada Amar Rav Ayrai, Rav Maychai, Mai, according to the Mada Amar, the Rav Ayrai, the outer skin, that's a Trefa. What about if it's not like that? What about if only Rav and the Mayach is cut and not the outside? What's the din over there? So we have Raya Tashma, the Amar Nivli Amar Rav Huna, Nivli, which is the name of Chacham, he said, Nir Rav Huna, Rubai Sha'amru, Rav Ayrai, the majority that we're saying about the Chot HaShadra is referring to the R, and Mayach Zeh, Loi Ma'al V'Loi Ma'arid, in regards to Mayach, the inner matter, it doesn't make a difference. Literally, this means it's not up or down, meaning it doesn't make a difference even if it's cut, or if it's not cut, that's not going to be a psal. And something similar, Rav Nosson Bar Oven, Havi Yosef Kameh Rav, Rav Nosson Bar Oven was sitting in front of Rav, and Badek Barav Ayrai, he checked an animal that was Nifsak Barav Ayrai by the Chot HaShadra, and then V'Kabadek Barav Maychai, he also checked Rav Mayach. So Armalei, Rav told him, Im Rav Ayrai Kayam, Mayach Zeh, Einai Ma'ale Ve'einai Ma'arid, if the majority of R is fine and it's not cut, so it doesn't make a difference what the story with the Mayach, the inside matter is, even if that is cut, it's not a problem. More discussions about the Chot HaShadra, Amar Rav Barchana, Amar Rav Shiba Levi, Nismarech Pasol, Nismasmes Pasol. Both by Nismarech and Nismasmes, that's a psol. Ask the Gemara, Ezui Hamracha, Ezui Hamasmasa, what exactly is Hamracha and what is Hamasmasa? Now these two words have very similar meaning. Hamracha comes from the word Rach, soft, which means that the inside matter of the Chot HaShadra became so soft that it actually turned into liquid, and we're going to see in a moment what that means, liquid, whereas Hamasmasa means it just became soft, but it didn't actually turn into liquid. So that's what the Gemara tells us, Hamracha, Kol Shenishpach Kitoin, Hamracha means it became liquidy and it could be poured out like a jug of water. In other words, if you were to hold the Chot HaShadra and we could say that the inside matter was Hamracha, that it turned into liquid, so if you were to cut one of the ends and turn the whole tube, the Chot HaShadra, this inside matter would literally pour out like water. Whereas Masmasa is Kol Sheinu Yochel La'amod. Masmasa means it got soft, that it can't stand up. In other words, if you were to hold the Chot HaShadra in your hand pointing upwards, it would bend and flop downwards because the matter inside the Chot HaShadra is too soft, so it can't hold itself up, but it didn't become liquid. And again, the din over here is that both of them are a psal. Now we have a question by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, he asks as follows, let's say the Chot HaShadra became so thick and heavy, that's the reason why it's not able to stand. You take out the Chot HaShadra, you hold it in your hand facing upwards, and it falls down, not because the matter inside became soft, rather because it's just too heavy, so it can't hold itself up. What's the din? And we conclude, teku. You think something similar, Bei Rav Amri, the Bais Medrash Rav, they said, Nismasmes pasul, Nismasmes kasher. If it's Nismasmes, it's pasul, whereas Nismasmes, it's kasher. That means some of the mayach, the inside matter, leaked out, but not that the remaining matter inside became soft. It was regular consistency, just as some of it came out, so then it's kasher. And at a side point, we see over here the big difference in whether you're going to say Laman Tizkiru or Laman Tiskiru. That's the difference between the S and the Z sound. Nismasmes is pasul, whereas Nismasmes is kasher. Anyway, the Gemara asks on this. Mesve, we have a brass that tells us, Rishim and Elazar Oimer, Behemashin is Masmes Maicha, Trefa, an animal that it's Mayach, which over here we understand is referring to the Mayach, the inside matter of the Chot HaShadra. If it was Nismasmes, it's Trefa, not that it's kasher, so it's clearly not like what they said in the Bais Medrash of Rav. The Gemara answers no. Hahi, Nismasmes Itmar, that brass was actually referring to Nismasmes, not Nismasmes. Asking Gemara, is that really so? That if it's Nismasmes and some of the inside matter came out, that's not a problem. Valevi Haviyasabi Masusa, Levi was in the bathhouse, and Chazi Elhu Gavra, the Tari Lereshe, he saw a fellow who smashed his head against the wall. As they always say, no running by the pool, you might slip and bang your head, and that's what happened. We don't know if that fellow was actually running, but either way, he somehow smashed his head into the wall in the bathhouse, and Amar, Levi exclaimed, he was very worried, Nismasmes Meiche Didain. This fellow's brain was Nismasmes. Now, Lav Deloi Chaye, wasn't Levi exclaiming that this person's not going to live, and he was feeling terrible for him, he was very worried, so clearly we see that Nismasmes is a problem, it is a trefa. So Rabbi said, Loi, that's not what Levi was saying. Loi Mar, he meant to say, She'enu Mailid, that because of this injury that the fellow sustained, he's not going to be able to to have children, but nothing about him dying. Now, going back to our original discussion of the Chot HaShedra, Ad Heichon Chot HaShedra, up until where does the Chot HaShedra go? We discussed where the beginning of the Chot HaShedra is. We know that it runs all the way through the body of the animal, even going through the tail. So the question is, up until where is the Chot HaShedra in regards to a trefa that it has a cut berubai? So it's a trefa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel tells us, Ad Bein HaParashos, up until in between the Parashos. Now, what does it mean, the Parashos? So closer to the back of the animal, the Chot HaShedra is Pirish. It starts branching off into smaller tubes, meaning we still have the main Chot HaShedra that goes all the way till the tail, but in this back part of the animal, there's some branches that come off of it. So Bein HaParashos, in between these branches, that's what the Chot HaShedra is. Now, if we're discussing this, Rav Dimer Yitzchak, Havakabai Lemezel Bechazai, he's going to go to Bechuzai. Now, Osel Kamed Rav Yehuda, he came before Rav Yehuda before he left, and Amar Leh, he asked him, Lichvi Limar Bein HaParashos Hecha, please show me where Bein HaParashos is. So Amar Leh, Rav Yehuda told him, Zil Aisli Gedi V'Achvilach, go bring me a goat, and I'll be able to show you. So Aisli Gedi Shmeina, he brought him a very fat goat, meaning it was shechted, it was skinned, and so they were able to see the entire body of the animal, and it was too fat. So Amar Leh, Rav Yehuda told him, B'li Atfev La'idia, it's too absorbed or set in, so I can't know. In other words, since this goat was so fat, there was too much meat and fat on it, and these different branches of the Chot HaShedra were deeply embedded inside the goat, so he wasn't able to show him. So Aisli Kachosh, he brought him a very skinny one. Amar Leh, so Rav Yehuda told him, B'li Atfev La'idia, they're popping out too much, and it's not known. In other words, this is such a skinny goat that its hip bones were pushing against these different branches of the Chot HaShedra, and they were flattened too much, so it's also not helpful. Amar Leh, so Rabbi just told him, Ta'agmar Gemara, come, I'm going to teach you Gemara, which means I'm going to teach you a Messiah that I have. Hachamar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, Ad Achas Trefa, up until the first one, meaning from the beginning of the Chot HaShedra, all the way up until the first place where it branches off, that's considered Chot HaShedra, and that's where it would be a Trefa. Shlishes, already by the third place where it branches off, Kshera, so it's Kusher, if there's a break there, that's not a problem. Whereas Shnia, the second place where it branches off, any idea, I don't know. Now, by Rabbi Hun Rabbi Yeshua, he asks as follows, Mavafam Ralph on top, when he says, Ad Ve'ad Bechlal, Oidilma Ad V'Loyad Bechlal, when he says, up until the first place where it branches, does that mean up until and including, meaning the whole first section from in between the first and second sections, that's considered the first section because it's Ad Bechlal, it's including it, and that's part of the Chot HaShedra, or maybe it's not including, and it's only up until where it first branches off, but not anything more than that. And by Rabbi Papa asks a question, Intim Soloimar Ad V'Loyad Bechlal, if you want to say it's Ad V'Loyad Bechlal, it's not including it, so Piparsha Mahu, what about literally the mouth of where branches off, meaning right where it starts branching off, is that area itself included or no? Now, by Rabbi Rabbi asked the opposite way, Imtim Soloimar Ad V'Ad Bechlal, if you want to say it's Ad V'Ad Bechlal, so Parsha Atzma Mahu, what about the branch itself? Let's say that in this first area where we have this branch off of the Chot HaShedra, what about one of those branches, if those were cut, is that considered Trefa or no? So Tashmim Temtarei, Brisa tells us, Parsha Nidin Kabasar, this Parsha, this branch of the Chot HaShedra is considered like meat. Now, Maila Parsha Rishon Ushnia, is that referring to the first and second branch? That would be answer to the question that if the branch off the Chot HaShedra was broken, that's not a problem. Says the Gemara, not a Raya, Shlishes, it could be Brisa talking about the third one, which we already said is not a problem, and we still don't have an answer regarding the first and second. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about the Chot HaShedra with a bird, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.